Well, right now it is time for the April episode of the Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association, as we're talking sustainable aviation fuel here on the show today. Joining us for the program, we have with us Lane Howard, Director of Market Development for the Missouri Corn Growers Association. Lane, thanks for joining the show today.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me on.
And also joining us as well here on the Monthly Grind, John Delmati with the Michigan Corn Growers Association, their vice president. John, great to have you back on the Monthly Grind with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us back.
Well, let's start and let's kind of set the stage real quick for anyone who is new to this conversation. I think most folks involved in agriculture know what we're talking about, but for anyone who is not, Lane, can you give us just a quick background on what exactly is SAF?
SAF stands for Sustainable Aviation Fuel. It's a jet fuel that we produce from renewable feedstocks, some sustainable feedstocks, such as corn and other renewable products. It's nearly identical in chemistry to traditional petro-based jet fuel. So it can be used as a drop-in fuel readily in the market.
Well, and thinking about SAF, why SAF? What exactly are we looking at here? Why is the aviation industry so interested in sustainable aviation fuel? Lane, if you could maybe add to that.
Yeah, I think as we look back, we've seen the growth of the aviation industry's experience, so specifically the commercial industry. They've grown in the last 20 years, and they're going to continue to grow in the next 15. And so by 2030, we're looking for 8 billion passengers. And then SAF helps offset those carbon emissions, sometimes up to 80%. And so that's going to be critical for all of those commercial airliners to reach their sustainability goals.
Well, John, what are some things that have happened recently? I know there's been a lot of discussions, a lot of seminars and conferences and more talking about sustainable aviation fuel and its growth. Talk about some of the recent developments surrounding SAF discussions.
Well, as you know, we've had a lot of discussion recently around SAF. I guess maybe first starting with, waiting on the updated GREET model, trying to get sort of the nuts and bolts of what that does in terms of how SAF, we're able to use SAF for lowering their CI score, their carbon intensity score. So there's ongoing discussion about that, what we'd like to see happen there. So that's just kind of been a waiting game for us. But moreover, I think we've talked about, especially, and I guess I'm going to speak from maybe the corn perspective more so, that corn is a very sustainable, ethanol to jet pathway for SAF. Obviously, as the markets are kind of reflecting here recently, there's an abundance of corn. So we know that we have an abundant feedstock for an ethanol to jet pathway. And so we're having more conversations about what it's going to take from our organizations to make SAF a reality when we have eager buyers the commercial airline industry. So in a nutshell, what I would say we're working on is how can we get SAF production ramped up? What does it take to get us there? And so those conversations are not only, with the airlines, but, we're talking to Department of Treasury. We're talking to EPA, Department of Energy, really trying to get everybody on the same page at the same time to create that smooth pathway to SAF.
Well, and I know a lot of those conversations happening around the country, thinking about a recent sustainable aviation fuel conference event in Illinois, where there was a lot of participants from across the Corn Belt. Lane, add some of your thoughts here to what John was talking about, looking at sustainability here and just, the opportunity out there for corn as a feedstock for SAF. Share some thoughts, kind of add to what John was saying, your perspective on how corn could play a role here for SAF.
Yeah, you mentioned, Jesse, that we recently participated in a conference. So John and I were both in the Chicago area at the Illinois SAF conference, hosted by the Illinois Manufacturers Association, Illinois Corn. At that conference, we saw a great cross section of all stakeholders from across the industry. So you had producers, you had feedstock suppliers, you had the airlines, as well as some midstream people who would be critical to the upscale. And from that conference, we kicked it off with Krista Swanson, NCGA's economist, talking about the increase in yield over time for corn production and what that's going to do to position us to be an abundant feedstock. So, you know, as we're seeing, we're already looking at 2.5 billion bushel carryout for corn production. What we need to do is find opportunities for corn to be ground into new products. And so as we see the upscale in SAF, I think that provides a great opportunity for more corn to ethanol and then ethanol to jet to specifically take place in the market.
Well, I know as well that it seems like there is a lot of opportunity here for corn and ethanol to jet, but also we know there are challenges, there are obstacles to make that a reality. So, John Lane, from your perspective, what are some of those obstacles that still lie ahead to make corn-based sustainable aviation fuel a reality? John, do you want to take that first?
Yeah, I think what we have to do is kind of go back in time here a little bit, maybe 20, 25 years, and sort of see where the ethanol industry started out. It took time and technological advancement to make ethanol from where it was a higher priced option compared to petroleum, which is where SAF is today. It is a higher priced alternative to petroleum-based Jet A. But with efficiency and technological improvement, we now see corn-based ethanol oftentimes bringing the price of petroleum-based fuels down, especially when we talk about auto fuel. Our belief at this point is that we're going to see the same thing happen in the Jet A world. But what it takes is time and it takes development. And so in order to get this going and to get it off the ground, you're seeing many states go to their state legislatures and ask for tax credits that, you know, can either cover the producer or the user or the blender. Some sort of tax credit to help bridge that gap between the cost of petroleum-based Jet A and sustainable aviation fuel. And so that's the direction I would say in the short term that we're looking to head, is to bridge that gap so that we can allow for the technological advancement and efficiency to develop in the SAF space. And I believe that once that happens, we'll see a very similar trend to what we have with ethanol, where it's become a very efficient product to use blending with petroleum-based fuels. It's obviously very clean burning. The huge benefit to SAF, which we don't hear talked about quite as much. Obviously, we talk about the carbon intensity, but petroleum-based Jet A now, you know, is a significant pollutant. And we talk about health concerns for airport employees and that work around it all the time. SAF makes sense from a multitude of reasons, but especially when we talk about employee health, you know, at regional airports. So a lot going on, but it's all to say we've got a springboard at this point. And I think that's really what we're working toward is how to springboard this industry.
Very true. And Lane, we got about a minute here before we run out of time. Final thoughts from you. Anything you want to add to John's thoughts there to kind of wrap us up here today?
Yeah, I think that John really brought up some key points where we need to get all the policy right. Federal policy he brought up at Treasury, as well as some state policy. Those will help incentivize the SAF producers, no matter who they are, to look at long-term investment and quickly scale up the industry. Making SAF abundant, making the market abundant for corn producers. But I think from our standpoint, it's a lot about education, making sure that everyone understands what our corn growers are doing day in and day out to give back to the land, to make sure we're producing an abundant and sustainable crop.
Well, I know folks can learn more online, ncga.com, to stay up to date with ethanol to jet and corn's viability for sustainable aviation fuel. And with that, Lane Howard with Missouri Corn Growers Association and John Delmonte with Michigan Corn Growers Association, thank you both for joining us on the April episode of the Monthly Grind. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks, Jesse.